With SR News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Donald Trump says a president has to have immunity, but federal appeals court judges in Washington are expressing deep skepticism.
After the hearing, Donald Trump pressed his case that he was fighting voter fraud.
A president has to have immunity.
In court, Trump's lawyer John Sauer argued,
to authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover.
But there was skepticism about those arguments from the panel of three federal appeals court judges, which includes Judge Karen Henderson.
I think it's paradoxical to say that his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed allows him to violate criminal laws.
It's unclear when the judges will make a decision. I'm Julie Walker.
Doctors say Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer and his recent secretive hospitalization was for surgery and later to treat a urinary tract infection related to that operation. The 70-year-old Austin was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on December 22nd and underwent surgery to treat the cancer. New Hampshire's attorney general has a beef with the National Democratic Party leaders.
A few days ago, DNC officials called New Hampshire's presidential primary meaningless. That didn't sit well with the state's attorney general, who issued a cease and desist notice. John Formella warned that such a statement violates state law. New Hampshire bucked President Biden and the DNC by continuing to hold on to its traditional first-in-the-nation primary status, even after the party decided it would begin its primary season in South Carolina. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 157 points. The Nasdaq rose 14. This is SRN News. 2023 was a big year for the ultra-popular YouVersion Bible app, with surge in the number of people downloading it. And a lot of that increase came from around the globe.
The use in Africa, people using it daily, is up almost 100% year over year. And in Kenya specifically, 225%. We're seeing just these trends happen in Latin America as well. You know, all of Latin America for new devices are up 107% for the whole of Latin America year over year.
Bob Grunewald is CEO of YouVersion.
We're very encouraged because we see it growing globally. There's really no part of the world in terms of the bigger regions of the world that we saw a decrease. Everything's been up.
He says those numbers indicate that in troubled times, people are turning to the scriptures for wisdom and hope. The app is completely free. It's available in over 2,000 languages. This is SRN News. Hobbled by high interest rates, persistent inflation, slumping trade, and a diminished China, global economic growth will slow for a third consecutive year in 2024.
That's the forecast from the World Bank, which predicts the global economy will expand just 2.4% this year. That would be down from 2.6% growth in 2023, 3% in 2022, and a galloping 6.2% in 2021, which reflected the robust recovery from the pandemic recession. Heightened global tension arising from Israel's war with Hamas and the conflict in Ukraine pose the risk of even weaker growth, according to the World Bank. Rich Thomason reporting.
World Bank officials also express worry that deeply indebted poor countries cannot afford to make necessary investments to fight the continuing problems of poverty. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.